Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Remember again, this is the third week of Easter, not after Easter, of Easter. Celebrate it. How do you celebrate it? Thank God for what he did for you. Thank Jesus for his death on the cross for you. It broke open the gates of heaven for you and for me. Let's rejoice and be glad. Going to live forever. Sometimes when life's been very hard here, people hearing that you're going to live forever doesn't sound very good to them. But where there is nothing but justice and peace and joy, where there is nothing but love, where all hope is fulfilled, that's what you're looking forward to. That's what's possible for you because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. It's honestly, realistically, by God's grace, not by our work, but by God's grace, because he loves us so, and that life is available to you. Let's thank him every day. Thank him every day. Someone said to me the other day something I've been pondering, which is every day, either morning or evening, however you want to do it, but every day, thank God for something that you have not thanked him for before. It'll widen your horizons, believe me. Thank him for the things that you do know. Thank him for things that perhaps you've thanked him for a thousand times. Thank him again. That's wonderful. But also, ask the Holy Spirit, enlighten me to thank you for something I've never thanked you for before. Very interesting when you start to do that. It expands your horizons greatly. Try it. Let me know. Today we look at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So here you are. I don't know whether he's relaxing, but he's sitting down, or at least sitting down, maybe lying down. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip and says, "Get up, head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and he set out. You get prompted, you feel a strong call to something, you do it. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and the Spirit said to Philip, "Go, join up with that chariot." Now, wouldn't you feel a little odd? Go on, get up, start walking that route, and when you see this chariot go by, go and join up with that chariot. So Philip does it. It's a strong prompting. Do you have to test those things out? Yes. Yes. But here's Philip, knowing that this is of God. He ran up and he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said, so he's probably walking alongside the carriage and he says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And this person replies, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. And this was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." That's what it looked like when Jesus died upon the cross. And then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this, about himself or about someone else?" So Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him, explained the scriptures to him, how they pointed to Jesus. And as they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" That was an instant conversion, brothers and sisters. He heard the truth, and he fully responded to it immediately. And then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, so he just disappeared. But he continued on his way rejoicing. And Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. So Philip had to be obedient to the promptings of the Lord. We too need to be obedient to the promptings of God. Test them out. Test them out with people who know you. Sometimes, as I say, it can be indigestion at work. But sometimes it is a prompting of the Holy Spirit. Test it out with people who know you. And then act on it. Philip did that. Life was totally changed. The Ethiopian eunuch was docile. That means teachable. He was really interested in the truth. He wanted the truth. Many people today don't want the truth. They just want what satisfies or comforts them. Long for the truth, brothers and sisters, because the source of truth is God himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Long for the truth, hunger for it, thirst for it. That eunuch had that. And so he was able to respond to the grace of God. We want to be able to respond to the grace of God as well. Psalm 66 today, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He's given our life to our souls. He's not let our feet slip. He's been good to us. Let's rejoice in him today. And the gospel according to John chapter 6, verses 44 to 51. Jesus said to the crowds, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. In other words, brothers and sisters, God the Father imparts grace to us to draw near to him. He imparts grace of conversion to us. Even sometimes what I call a grace of curiosity to understand more, you ask the right questions, and it brings you to a place you never expected to go sometimes in the Christian life. So we want to be in a place where the Father is able, because we're open, the Father is able to draw us to Jesus, and Jesus then is able to guide us and return us to the Father. That's what our whole life is about. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. So it's the Father who puts in our heart, by the Holy Spirit, he puts in our heart a hunger, a thirst, a curiosity. Follow it. Follow it. If it's for God and about God, follow it. Learn the truth. Because the truth does set you free. It's not a cliche. It's one of the greatest things we can say. The truth will set you free because the truth is a person. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. He's speaking of himself here. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Their ancestors in the desert were given the miracle of the manna. Their food was there every morning. Bread was there every morning, just on the grass, on the ground. It was there. God fed them and God supplied. But it tells us here, your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. So they ate bread that satisfied their bodily need. But this, he says, is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. This bread, the bread that Jesus gives, is the bread that leads to eternal life, the Eucharist. Oh, brothers and sisters, feed on his body and his blood. It leads to life eternal. Feed on his word. It leads to life eternal. Follow Jesus. He leads you safely home to the Father. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Father John Toller, who lived in the 1300s, was a German Dominican priest, and he says this: we should go forward beyond every gift. We should strive right onward with all our senses, powers, longings, with all our heart directly to God himself. Be content with nothing less than God, and not simply in a sensible mental form, but in a way that is supernatural. This leads us into the divine depths, for one can never attain to so deep a place in God, but that a deeper depth opens out before him. Even when you come to know him, there's infinitely more. Always infinitely more. Draw near to him. Receive from him what he has for you. Draw close to him. Walk with him. Think with him. Pray with him. Sleep with him. Do your job with him. Draw near to him, because he has so much to give you. Father Toller says, O children, many people do themselves incalculable hurt by tarrying, that's by delaying, by procrastinating, amid their senses, life, and in prayer, using only the lowest faculties of their souls. In other words, you say the words, but you don't really mean it. You haven't engaged your mind, your spirit, your conscience. Nothing, therefore, comes of their spirituality any more than bodily food helps head and heart and bodily members when it lodges undigested in the stomach. If your food just goes into your stomach and it doesn't digest, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It's the same way. It's a marvelous analogy. It's the same way with us. If we hear the words, but we don't engage, we don't receive, we don't take into our beings actively, consciously, we're not going to receive all that God has for us. He says, we shall never secure the real good of this blessed food to eat which God has invited us until our whole interior life with its powers, highest and lowest, shall be conformed to God and delivered over to him. Far beyond natural effort, with single-hearted faith, living in good works and full of the practice of virtue. He's telling us that we need to follow him closely. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, dial 1-800-282-4789. You can also go to my website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. There you can get the free copy of my booklet, and you can also order a CD, From Death to Life, The Fruit of Suffering in Our Lives. May God bless you.